Are we on? Are we on yet?
That's a great intro. Recording?
So, maybe like we should introduce ourselves.
I'm Starfucker. That's all you need to know.
I'm Southern Hospitality.
I'm Vegas Bomb.
And I'm Dirty Girl Scout.
Yes, we are different shots.
Yes, because shots are fun. And we are too.
That's our slogan.
Shots are fun and we are too.
Should we discuss our new sizing we want to talk about?
Oh, I think it totally needs to be a thing.
Our new sizing?
Well, it's not new to us, but the rest of the world doesn't know about it.
We need to patent.
We should patent it. TM right now. We're trademarking it. No one else to
trademark.
Well, we're trademarking so nobody else can take it from.
Condom balloons.
All right, so we're all familiar with men asking, you know, what are those 38 double Ds and things like that. And, you know, seriously, all right, we have to wear these contraptions. But it kind of gives the guys an idea what they're getting in the meantime when they know our size. Well, it's about time we know the size. So we have a system. It's not very difficult. I think all underwear should be marked this way for men.
Just like.
Or banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks for work too.
Yes,
everything, condoms, all of it.
Condoms, especially, I feel like should be.
Yeah, that would actually be really helpful. Like, I don't know, my large, my magnet.
Exactly.
You're not. You're a teeny weeny. That's what you are.
Fall off in 2 seconds.
So basically, we want to do the length and the width around,
the world's
right?
Smallest.
Yeah.
Violin so, for the world's smallest.
Imagine
cake.
A baby carrot. That would be about an A1.
So we're doing
maybe a two.
The number is the length. The letter is the girth.
Similar to women, what we do.
Yep, so we have bandwidth and cup.
Yep.
So obviously,
like that, we're talking with our
the
hands.
Majority of women would find a 6 to 7 C a little bit more enjoyable than. A 1A.
Or a 17L.
Exactly.
Too much.
Exactly.
So for all those people who say size doesn't matter, it does.
It does.
It's the wave of the ocean. The motion of the ocean.
It's the motion of the ocean.
It's the motion in the fucking depth.
What?
Damn.
Too shallow. Too shallow.
She's a star fucker, not a carrot fucker.
Hey. Oh. Too deep.
Too deep, too deep.
That's my stomach.
Do not pass. Oh, the cervix.
Okay, so,
do not pass go.
My question is then, is like, if the girth is like 3 fingers wide, is that too wide?
Yes.
Yes. That's too
pretty wide. It can
depends
stretch.
On how big your vagina is.
I mean, that was about the girth of the guy that I was telling you is about from college.
Our fingers are their fingers.
That's true. Your fingers?
Because their fingers?
About, like,
no.
Like, I have fat fingers,
pretty
so.
Thick. I feel like my fingers
yeah.
are okay.
Starfuckers are okay. Fine. I'm sure
it
there's some sound effects.
Fucking can push a baby out. Baby.
Yeah, but that doesn't time. Feel good.
Yeah,
well, no. No, it does not feel good.
You saw like you have some experience there.
I did.
Like twice.
Just twice.
I mean, I don't have very.
You talked to my mama.
The length.
Natural.
I've got
that. Do you have a show?
Oh, fuck that.
Ooh, we are learning a lot about blowjobs tonight.
Well, I'm not listening.
Well, we did have one earlier. A shot named blowjob, not an actual blowjob.
It's always the alcohol's fault. It's
absolutely.
Always it always is.
There's no other excuses
of it. So do you guys want to hear what it's like to date your woman of your zodiac?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, who wants to go first?
Me. Starfucker.
Starfucker, okay. What are you again? You're Aries.
Girl,
right?
What's your sign?
Girl,
okay, so I'm gonna read her and then we have to agree or disagree with what it says, okay?
True.
Okay. What'd we're going to agree or disagree with what it says about her, about Starfucker.
I've never been her lover, but okay.
Well, some of this stuff is like, girl, not just know. Lover.
Don't call my daddy for nothing. Hey. On the stat, now fuck me.
Oh my God.
Okay, Starfucker Aries. You ready?
Ready.
Wanting to achieve greatness, not just in their career, but also in their personal life.
Already? Really?
What is wrong?
I'm not even saying
it. Usa.
I don't know.
Give me a shark fin.
I am great, bitch.
I didn't expect you guys to do it.
Prayer to what?
Shut up, blowjob. I'm asking you.
Wait, what did you say? Why did he respond?
He said, compared to what? When I said, I am great.
Oh. Thanks, blowjob, for chiming in.
No problem, Vegas
bomb. Okay. Yeah, so, she wants to achieve greatness, not just in her career, but also in her personal life. An Aries woman will be patient, waiting for her ideal partner, and won't settle into something serious early on. Which
my
is what she's doing right now.
Was Devin at 7 months. That's it.
But that's what she's literally doing right now, though. Though
finally.
She likes the attention, she also loves a good challenge. The thrill of the chase is essential in the early stages of your courtship with her. She is well aware of how fabulous she is. Overkilling her with compliments won't get you anywhere with her. You must take action and demonstrate your desire for her. She wants a partner who can make bold moves without feeling the control is being taken from her.
Mm-hmm.
Her in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more. Mm-hmm. There's more. The self-assured Aries woman is fearless in both life and love. Once you have worked your way into her heart, she won't have a problem expressing her feelings to you. Though confident, once you have her, she likes to feel cherished and praised. With acts of love, reassure her how much you want her and need her. Remember, balance is key to this one. She doesn't want someone who is salivating over her, but she won't think twice before looking the other way if you're not stroking her ego just the right moment.
Oh, ego.
Ego. She got an ego.
So
stroking the ego.
Stroking the ego.
You know what I mean?
While she wants a strong man who can stand up to her, an Aries woman has zero tolerance for being dominated or someone trying to exert control over her, which is very true for her. Okay. You must appeal and respect her independent nature. Once again, remember balance. She doesn't want a partner she can walk all over. It's exceptional. It's very fun and always exciting. Be ready to be constantly on the move with this one. She is full of energy and hungry for adventure. This applies to the outside world with you, as well as in the bedroom with you. Though she likes to feel in control, she has a secret desire to take her clothes off for someone who can make her totally lose it in the bedroom. She is dauntless and curious enough to try anything new in your sex life. She, in fact, needs to spice things up from time to time.
And she probably wouldn't
want to
take it up the ass from time to time.
Wow! Oh! That is so lit! Damn it! Blowjob, get out of here! God! The worst peanut gallery.
So, question, Aries Starfucker, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I broke up with a boyfriend in the past for being too much of a wimp who could never make a decision.
Shit.
And I've broken up with guys for being way too pushy before, so it's like a balance of both.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would agree with almost all of that.
That's pretty good. And in the bedroom part too?
Hell yeah.
Oh!
Well, we don't call her Starfucker for nothing.
Oh, my knees
we
hurt.
We don't do the same position too many times in a row.
I
okay.
Tell me.
All right, next one.
Southern hospitality. What is your sign again?
Taurus.
Oh wait, it's the next one. Duh.
Perfect.
You got a long ass one. Why are you complicated?
Yes, I am.
Why
yes.
You gotta go make things so complicated?
Okay, Avril.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
I love
you,
it.
Yeah. That was her poppy
days. Yeah, that wasn't the CD.
No, I agree. A Taurus woman is grounded, responsible, and patient. She is thinking long-term with her partner. You don't rush things with her. You must demonstrate complete devotion to her without pressuring her to make up her mind. Love is almost a process with her. Allow her the time and space to get there when she's ready. What do you think so far?
Part of it, except for the patience. Like, yeah. Why wait?
Just get this done.
Don't come off easy to a Taurus woman. Remember, she's the conqueror of the zodiac. She won't see you as something worth conquering if you can come off too nice or too easy. Flirt with her and tease her a little bit. Give her a bit of a hard time in the beginning. While she is a very While she's a very sensual creature and may even attempt seducing you early on, deep inside she is hoping you will resist. If you care about her, resist her advances in the early stages. Think of it as foreplay, something she totally loves. Wait for the right moment to have sex with her, and in the meantime, appeal to her intellect. Once she's won you, she won't stop working to keep you. She's conquered you and won't let you go so easily. Seeking you as a prized possession is where some of you, her jealousy and possessiveness may come into play.
Me? Jealous? Possessive?
What?
Maybe.
Maybe are you being sarcastic?
Gotcha. Oh, no. I'm totally saying it's mine, 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 mine.
Got you.
Yeah. Nope.
You
not sharing.
Looking at him, I will cut his eyes out.
Trust like love is something that needs to be earned. She values this all above else. Once you have trust, you will have her loyalty. She'll be honest and faithful as long as you are doing the same. Any form of dishonesty and it's over. She won't think twice about lying to you or betraying you. Ooh,
dang.
You
have fun. There's a reason bitch. Why I like Lorena Bobbitt a little bit. Just saying.
Okay.
Meaner words have never come then from the mouth of an angry one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's so you.
I know.
Oh, this is
I
you
even
too.
Have them planned out.
This next part is you. She wants to feel pampered. A romantic evening at a dim-lit restaurant with fine wine is a perfect date for a Taurus woman. Yeah. Is even more perfect are all the signs of small affection you can give to her. Like holding her hand or giving your jacket when it's chilly outside. Buy her flowers, play your favorite record when you cook her favorite meal for her. Show her you're taking note for what's important to her.
Yeah.
That's totally you.
All of the above.
Though Taurus is accused of being materialistic, this isn't really the case. It's more about security and the happiness that comes from it. She can take care of herself and she wants a partner who can do the same.
Yep. I don't need to babysit anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sex and physical touch are important in a relationship as an honesty to a Taurus woman. She wants to be touched and kissed in every way possible. Don't lack in showing her your affection, even the smallest physical way. A kiss, your hands at the small of her back, a caress. She yearns for both passion and tenderness. Satisfy her desire for wildness in the bedroom, but also take your time to make love to her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, yep.
She is nurturing. Let her nurture you or even mother you a bit. This is just a sign of her affection for you.
Aww. See, I am sweet, but I can be a real bitch if I need to be.
That is totally you. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Should we do mine or do you want to go to yours?
No,
yes.
We'll do.
Okay. Circle. Let's see. Virgo, Virgo, Virgo. Okay.
Actually, that's in month four.
Oh, it is. That's weird. Hmm. Huh. That's funny.
Yeah.
The seemingly cool girl Virgo can shut herself off from the world. Okay, it has damn. Clothes around cool girl. Damn. Okay, I didn't call you out for yours. Okay.
Harsh.
See this? Yeah, we see that harshness. We can see it coming out now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Inner bitch?
I know. She's not inner. She's out.
Outer bitch.
That's not a Southern hospitality way.
I'm Taurus.
I'm Taurus.
Changing the rainbow shots.
I just think of Taurus from Bring It On. We're Taurus. Sorry.
I've never seen Bring It On.
What?
I've seen it.
I haven't seen enough of it.
Oh, God. I don't know, you guys. See, I'm the cool girl. Sorry.
Because you've seen Bring It On.
I've seen Bring It On. That's my clarification.
Wow, Mom.
Hey, it was cool in sixth grade.
Honey, I'm not that much older.
Oh my gosh. Okay. She can shut herself off from the world, seeing as she was born with some very protective high fence walls. Take your time, approach with caution. Don't read too much into her sarcasm. Her witty, sometimes seemingly biting comments aren't meant to hurt. She is most likely to fall for you if you could see past all of her barriers and laugh at her sarcasm and comebacks, even if it's at your own expense. Here's a tip she doesn't want you knowing. Deep down, her self-imposed wall, she's a huge softie. Sometimes she just acts in an instinct to protect herself. Virgo women are very practical, detail-oriented, and a tad bit perfectionist. She may come off as intimidating, maybe even cold, but she is only being cautious. She really has so much love to give and so much to share, but she also has to give there on her own time. She doesn't appreciate shallow talk, appeal to her intellect and knowledge, or be prepared for her to not respond to your advances. Like Leo, the Virgo woman is capable of forgiving, but very unlikely to forget. This mainly stems from the fear of love, and once she lets you in, she feels exposed. Letting you come close doesn't come easy for a Virgo. Do not exploit this privilege. Putting in the effort with her will go unnoticed. She will appreciate every single detail and in return will give you all and exert as much effort into the relationship. It is important to remember that she exerts the same effort in all areas of life, friends, career, and family. Do not try to compete with any of these. And then the next section. Give her time to relax and become... What are you laughing at?
Oh my gosh. The fact that you start laughing when you get to the sex part.
That was like a really like...
I don't know if
attention.
I don't know if you guys know this, but they got really close with their foreheads. It was really awkwardly sexual.
Have you ever seen Rocky Horror? Remember,
you had
like the live show.
Yeah. Like,
elbow sex.
What did you guys do with your foreheads? Forehead sex. So it says, give her time to relax and be comfortable in her intimacy. She is sensual and sexual, but her pressure for anything, and watch her walk out the door and leave. Massage her, stroke her hair, and let her be seduced with these little things, and watch her go from good girl to sexual goddess. That's why I was laughing go at girl. It. I would have to agree with a lot of that. Ironically enough, I would. Of course. You know, Vegas bum it up, you know? No, I'm just saying, I don't know.
What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas! But no, I feel like I watch people more than I like to open up and stuff, so.
Yeah, I see that.
And I am very sarcastic at definitely the expense of my fiance, because I know he doesn't like it sometimes. So, yeah, I'm very sarcastic. I don't mean to be. I just like the humor.
Who is?
Okay, what are you doing, girl?
I'm Scorpio.
Scorpio. Oh, yeah. You're the... Sorry.
What?
I don't know. Scorpio. Like, you know, they attack. I hit you. Wait, that's true.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, see? You know what I mean?
Okay, scorpion stings really hurt, just so you know.
Have you been stung?
I have multiple times. It feels like someone took a match, split, and shoved it as far deep into your skin as it can get.
Yep. Ooh, that sounds bad.
Okay,
Scorpio. The most mysterious of the zodiac signs. Alluring Scorpio woman is one you will come to fall in love with and obsess over, but not really even truly get to know. It's not just her sex appeal that gets you either. There's something about almost dangerous about her. Mm. Something you are drawn to that you can't quite put your finger on.
I'll fucking kill you.
Damn! Oh. Though assertive. Wow, perfect timing. She is also reserved and oftentimes secretive. She's a very private person, and you will never truly know the extent of how close she keeps her inner workings. Mm. She comes off as outgoing and open, but she keeps a lot to herself. Mm-hmm. If she lets you in on a secret, a confession, or simply a thought or feeling she hasn't shared with anybody else, she really trusts you and feels for you. She's very stubborn, and she's always determined to get her way. She won't mind taking the reins. If you want to win her over, let her, which is totally you. You've admitted to that before.
Wait, for what?
What you said about the other teacher you don't want to do because you want it your way and you have to butt heads? Exactly. The best way to get her to guard down is to talk to her after being intimate with her. Sex is almost like water or like a breath of fresh air for her. Dirty Girl Scout.
I need it to breathe.
God, love it.
Sex
is very important to her. She is the most sensual creature of the zodiac. She won't take you there, however, if she doesn't feel relaxed with you. You won't find a more skillful lover than a Scorpio.
Oh, go, girl. Okay.
Be prepared to drown in the ocean of passion she will leap on you. She will hypnotize you with an unmatched euphoria. Be careful, though. She sometimes, be careful though. She sometimes uses sex as a weapon or as a tool of manipulation.
Damn, girl.
Once she falls for you, you become her person, her only person. She will treat you like a deity.
Deity.
Thank you.
God.
And lasso the moon and drop it at your feet for you. If you ever hurt her, beware of her sting. Oh, my gosh, I was wrong with that. There's nothing as venomous as the wrath and vengeance of a Scorpio. Oh, and if you hurt her enough, be prepared to never see her again. Uh-huh. Which I love how all of ours ended in sex and hers ended with, she's never going to see you again.
Guess what threatened to make her
leave? Yep.
I will kill you.
Yep.
I'm not scared.
Oops. I think those were all pretty accurate.
Overall.
On our own. Smart. Yeah. It was just pretty cool.
So, all right,
so we're going to wrap this one up.
We're going to wrap it.